Blog Talk Radio.
See how the delay is first.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to welcome you to the show. Tonight is going to be really, really special, but before I tell you how special this show is going to be, I want to share with my new listeners, just the heck, what is Reality Spirituality? Well, for my new listeners, reality spirituality is a term that I use that dissects our everyday life experiences day in and day out to find spirituality. Because spirituality is woven in the entire fabric of human life, from waiting at the bus stop. You don't have to just go to church to get spirituality, waiting at the bus stop, going to work, paying your bills, walking in the park. There's spirituality all around. Reality spirituality is a guideline that I use to live connected to the universe, to live plugged in, if you will, live plugged in to that energy source, that force, that universe, that all-powerful force that will keep you connected, centered, peaceful, grateful, passionate, loving, and most importantly, happy, no matter what the circumstances. Tonight's show, guess what? This is going to be our first broadcast together, and we are in the same studio. I would like to welcome you, my audience, but before I do, let me give you the number to call in. If you want to call in on this conversation, call 646-564-9619. That's 646-564-9619. And let me welcome our next caller. Not our next caller. Hold on a second. A little technical difficulties. Okay. With my guest in the same studio is my son, my only number one, Nathan Norrington. My son. Hello, Nathan.
What's up? Thanks for the long intro.
Were you falling asleep? Well, listen, I could have given you all your credits. Let's see.
No, we don't need any of my credits, so that was good.
No credit. Oh, okay. So, and let me tell you, audience, we didn't plan this, so we have no idea what we're going to be saying.
Don't tell them what's up.
Oh, okay. I didn't just tell you, audience, that we have no idea what we're going to be saying. Uh-oh, and he's giving me that look. I'm in trouble now, audience.
No, it's all right. All right, so yeah, you introduced your reality spirituality show.
Yes. So you're visiting California.
Right.
For a few days. You came in on Friday, but more importantly, when will you be leaving?
one of our classics.
Yeah, one of our standard jokes.
Yeah.
When we each visit each other, that's the main, one of the main jokes.
Right.
When are you coming in? But more importantly, when are you leaving? That's pretty funny.
That is good. I like that.
So today, did you happen to encounter any?
Or you want to talk reality, spirituality?
You know what, today, not really. Kind of a chill day for me.
How about yesterday?
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Talking about me, I don't know if I have an issue to talk about right now.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Well, isn't this interesting? Neither one of us have anything to say.
No, we always got something to say. I mean, we could talk about anything.
Okay, so
yeah.
So let's start with the topic then.
Okay. Of the topic of today's show?
Yes.
All right. The topic
of today's show is mother and son having a conversation.
Okay, cool. Well, that's what we're doing. That's good.
Yes, that's true. That's true.
All right, so we're having a conversation.
Okay, let me ask you, would you like a question?
Yeah.
What do you like the most about your mother?
That's a great question.
Or if you really want to be, you know, let's really entertain the audience. You know what? Screw that. We're going to entertain the audience.
All right.
What is the least favorite things you like about your mother? Let's really
that's
give them a show.
Well, yeah, that's a good one.
And don't say nothing. Really.
All right.
But, you know, what irritates you about me?
Well, this is a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I would say, let's say when you try, when it's like super mom with, do you need this? What's up with that? You know, you could get this here, that thing.
Wait, you know what? I think there might be, because you're talking and the microphone is recording, you two can hear.
All right.
I'm just saying, you know. Okay, we'll do it just like this, and however it comes out, it's going to come out. Because
yeah.
This picks up on your voice, too.
All right.
See what I mean? Okay, so what? Okay, what did you, what is? I wasn't listening to what
oh,
you said.
Oh, now I don't think we should do this.
No, we can do it, but you just have to go in the other room.
No.
What?
All right, cool. No, I think we're on to something else.
Oh, you don't want to answer the question?
No, I did, and I think we're on to something else.
And I did hear it.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't like when I do the super mom thing?
No.
Well, this is the only thing I can say, audience. And I'm going to say it in a song. I got to be me. I got to be me. What else could I be but who I am?
All right, good job. Cool.
What else?
You want to do it about me?
There's absolutely nothing I don't like about you.
Well, that's not fair, though.
Well, if you want, how about this? I'll give you what I didn't like about you 2 years ago. Or 3 years ago, or 4 years ago, or 5 years ago.
But that wasn't the question, though.
Right now?
Right.
It's nothing.
All right.
Yeah, it's nothing right now. There isn't one thing I would change. There wasn't one thing that you do, one thing that you don't do. Nothing. You should have asked me a year ago.
Right.
I had a big list then. I'm just being honest.
Right. See, I got that. But that's not the question I got, though. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, what was the question you got?
Something that irritates your least favorite thing.
Something that irritates
you? What did you ask me?
I don't remember.
Jesus. Next to Jesus. Okay, okay, fine. You have your way.
I don't remember.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Help me.
So let's move on to something else.
Okay. About 6 months ago, Nathan came to visit,
yeah.
and I killed his ass at poker.
Oh, my God. Actually, we have a pretty good game of dominoes going on right now. Why don't you talk about that?
Okay, I will talk about the game of dominoes. We played a game yesterday, and if anybody knows you, you build houses, and the first one to the third house wins that series. And so Nathan beat me a series, and you beat me two series or one
yeah,
series?
Yeah, so two. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we're done, I guess, with the first round.
Okay, the first round he beat me, and then the second round he beat me. Mm-hmm. And then I want, because I'm the type audience that I want to play until I win. I will play until I win.
Right.
So this is what happened yesterday. I said, okay, we're going to play another round, and then we're going to tie it up.
Right.
And then I planned on just kicking your ass after that, after I tied it up. And then Nathan did a really fun thing that he does. It's just so cute. He says, Mom, I'm going to take about a 10-minute break. And I said, okay. I didn't see him for another 3 hours. It was the best. It was the best.
Right, right.
So we have that to continue.
Yeah, we will continue that.
Mm-hmm. And the other fun thing about it when we play dominoes is we call each other baby. Hey, baby.
Yeah, yeah. We talk smack.
Mm-hmm.
Talk smack the whole time.
Yes. Hey, baby. Yeah, it was fun. It's fun and funny.
Yeah.
Hey. I'm checking my watch, audience. Of course, I'm not wearing one, but man, what? Oh, gee, another 25 minutes to go.
Oh, how the time flies.
We might have to pull the plug on this one.
Actually, well, how much time do we have?
Hold on, let me check. You read my mind. Yeah, 17 minutes to go.
Well, we'll see what's that. We'll see what we can do.
How about if we have a stare-out contest? That would be entertaining.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, stare-out. I won. Did you hear that, audience? I'm staring him right into his peepers, and he always loses, and I won again. Let's try him one more time. Okay, audience, 1, 2, 3, stare out. See what happens, audience? It's like shooting fish in a barrel.
No, that's good. That's fun. Yeah, we have to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have fun.
Audience, we put F in fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We do know how to have fun. Yeah, what else is up? What about you today? Anything with you? At work? No?
No, nothing happened at work today that I could... I could tell. It was a pretty quiet day.
Chill day, yeah. I felt like a chill day, too.
Yes, yes. So what do you think is the funniest thing that...
that you do?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good answer.
I hope you...
Let me give you a little dynamic of our relationship, audience. Uh-oh, I'm getting those eyeballs rolling again. Actually, they didn't roll this time. They crossed. That's another favorite of mine.
I did cross a little bit.
Which is so funny. I have to say that Nathan is the reason for all of my growth. Well, let's say he was the spark. He was the spark that lit the fire to my growth. Mm-hmm. And I will always be grateful and always... I have to say that without... Well, I don't know what would have happened, but it's a pleasure having my son being that spark.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, and one thing I love about him is his heart, his honesty, just the core of who he is to me, is so pure and so free. His spirit is the spirit of fun, light, free, curious, brilliant energy. Yeah, I feel.
Cool. Well, that's cool.
Yeah. And we have fun, and we laugh, and we make fun of each other, and we have our little back and forth things that we do. Like one of the things that I love Nathan to do is pat me on my head when he's leaving the dance. This isn't going to be funny to anybody. But, yeah.
Right. I think we can just chat.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess we just don't have much. We just don't chat. Yeah.
Maybe not tonight. We don't have a lot to chat about.
Yeah, not really.
No. So instead of forcing a chat, you want to sign off?
I think
so. You really?
Yeah.
Audience, it's been a great, great. Let's see, what time is it? Look at that. 18 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Join me next time, which should be on Friday, this Friday at 7 p.m. for Reality Spirituality. You've been listening to Rebecca Lynn Norrington's Reality Spirituality.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.